Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to the Sherlock's Podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Hello and welcome to the Sherlock's Team Podcast with me, Heather Steele. Today I'm joined by Emma Bigger, Sherry Andrew and Laura Black. Hi everyone.
Good morning.
Hello.
I feel like based on Instagram, everyone seemed to have quite active, fun weekends this weekend.
I did.
Laura, what did you get up to? I just saw one shot and was like, I need to know all about
it. Yeah, I went, so we do a yearly camping trip. And this year we narrowed it down to one night, which I think we've learned our lesson. It's a hell of a lot of admin for one night only. But the weather was amazing. We were so lucky.
Is that a school trip?
No. So it was with my old school friends and husbands and kids. And we've done it, I think this is our fourth year. Fourth year running. It's just so fun. It was, yeah, it was brilliant and sunny. And it was my friend's birthday and... yeah, we made the effort. It was great. Made margaritas. We had pancakes the next morning.
Oh,
it was
nice.
All hands on deck. Yeah, it was great.
Did you bring your own, like, what was the cooking situation?
Yeah, so we divide and conquer. So I was on kids' tea and margaritas,
nice.
Which was quite amusing at the till when I was paying on Friday. The lady was like, oh, have you got a fun weekend? I said, yeah, I'm going camping. I'm in charge of kids' tea. Put through a load of, like, sausages, yeah. Buns, ketchup, and get to the end. There's a bottle of tequila and Cointreau and, like, 15,000 limes. She's like, oh, so that's for the mums. and then somebody else does breakfast, somebody else does, so it's fun, and do you
always go to the same area?
Yeah, so we go to a friend of mine's parents' field.
Oh,
but
fun.
We're very strict that we're not allowed in the house. You're allowed to use the loo only, just take all the layers. I took a hot water bottle this time. It was an excellent
addition. Good idea.
Oh, such a good shout.
Yeah, because it still is cold out there.
Yeah.
And I just, look, if you're cold, you can't sleep.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. Well, you just have your pan of water,
yeah,
heat
just
it up
with the pan of water. Yeah.
What a hack.
I'll steal that tip.
Yeah. How many are going on your excursion?
It's a big kind of class group. And I have done it before, but previously I managed to get a bell tent, so I cheated a bit.
Lush.
But all the bell tents were sold out, so I have to go. Forced to go full on.
Go to Black or
you are
Millets.
In Decathlon buying up everything.
Yeah, so we'll see how I fare.
That's good of you to do a school one. I've never put my hand up for those. I always like, delete when the emails come through.
Well, I did it last year for the first year, so I left it quite late. But the kids love it so much.
I know.
It's so
free for them.
Do they all sleep together, the kids, or do you kind of
no.
try and keep
I mean,
separate?
I don't. I think if that happened, there would be no sleep. So I think we draw the line at like 10:30, I think it was this time. And it's like, okay, bedtime now. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, although I was like really tired by the end too. I'm like, can I go too? Yeah. They're just not settling.
I'll just check on them.
I know, actually really quite old now, but it's quite good to use that excuse sometimes.
People are like, check on the kids. I'm sure they're fine. They're like 10.
I'm sure they'll tell you if they're not.
We were talking earlier and you mentioned a hack for your margaritas.
Oh, yes. So I was squeezing... Actually, I was talking to Hodge this morning about my squeezing however many limes whilst trying to do everything else on Friday. She was like, babe, you've got to look. Fevertree have done a margarita mix. And I thought she was talking about they do a Mexican tonic, I think they call it, which I quite often top my margarita with just to weaken it slightly because I'm a lightweight. And I thought she was talking about that. She wasn't. It's an actual mix.
Yeah,
and she said
amazing.
They're doing it for espresso martinis and mojito, and yeah, so I'm going to get on that next time. So save my hands, they're exhausted.
Yeah, especially if you're doing it for a lot of people and you're out and about, it must be such a time saver.
Yeah, although I was quite chuffed with I bought one of those glass bottles.
Oh, nice.
Put a ribbon around it, a little label.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. This is very chic, glamour.
Yeah.
Plastic cups.
I mean, the rest of it was not. I just had to bring a bit of, you know.
A bit of something.
Yeah, a bit of something, exactly.
Yeah. If in doubt, add a ribbon.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Mine was really bloody boring, but I needed a boring weekend.
You went swimming, I saw.
I did. So I did my first sea swim of the year in Brighton. It was so cold. Like, I was really shocked about
how cold
it was.
But this is like the coldest time, isn't it?
It is, but because it was a really sunny day on Saturday, I sort of fooled myself into thinking that, oh, it'll just be so nice and refreshing. And I actually got up to my knees and I nearly got out and was like, no, too early, not doing it. But I persevered. I could also see loads of jellyfish as well, which aren't usually there. So that was kind of putting me off a bit.
Yeah.
I did a 5-6 minute dunk, got my hair wet.
That's the hard thing.
Yeah, it's not, my friend always says, it's not a proper swim. If your hair's not wet, get under.
I know, that was it. So I did that and like just closed my eyes and didn't look at the jellyfish, didn't get stung.
Oh,
and
well done.
It was so sunny afterwards that actually it was worth it.
Good.
I can do anything after
exactly.
that.
Also, I've never had like a dry robe or anything like that before, but Speedo have just brought one out, so I actually had the benefit of having that on afterwards. Nice. Which actually really does make a difference.
It makes such a difference.
Yeah. It's still quite big and I looked like the Grim Reaper walking there because it's black and it's got his big hoodie. It was a boiling hot day and everyone's looking at me like, what on earth are you wearing? But it was worth it. So
heaven.
The rest of the weekend was, we had like a massive spring clean, you know, and you don't really mean to do it. And then you're like, well, we've already started doing one cupboard, so we'll do the rest. Done. But we did a full on 12-hour stint yesterday.
Oh,
so I feel pretty.
God, you must feel so ready to go today.
Yeah, I feel, well, no, I feel really like pleased that we did it. But no, we needed a weekend off because the weekend before that, we had a music festival in Brighton called The Great Escape, which is really fun. So we saw lots of friends. And then the weekend before that, which was the bank holiday, I went to Cardiff and then Liverpool and then Lancashire and then back to Liverpool again.
All
in one weekend.
Wow.
So it was lots of trains.
You definitely needed a chilled weekend.
Exactly. Mm. We were actually in Liverpool just the weekend before Eurovision and the atmosphere was so amazing. Like everyone was really excited about it. So yeah.
That's cool.
It was great. I would recommend. I hadn't been to Liverpool for a long time, but would recommend it.
I've never been.
It was really fun. I genuinely absolutely loved it. It was really good.
I looked at our guide and I'd like to go.
Me too. There's just so much going on there. Yeah. Aside from Eurovision, I think it's just a really cool city. Mm. And everyone who lives there just seems very cool, very like, I don't know, finger on the pulse, always doing fun things and lots of like museums and galleries, etc.
Yeah, and it's, you know, on the coast, which is always good. We got a train out. It's called Crosby Beach. It's only about a 15-minute train out of Liverpool, but they've got loads of those Anthony Gormley statues in the water. There's 100 of them along the shoreline, and depending where the tide is, all the sort of men are there or not, which is quite creepy, but
that's
in a good way. Like, yeah, so
that's really depending on the tide.
Exactly, and they're all at different angles, so sometimes you can just see the tops of their heads, and some of them are like full men who
that's
are there.
So cool.
Yeah. I love him as well.
Yeah.
Good.
Great.
Good. Sherry, you were also sort of glamping, camping this weekend.
Yes, I was. We were very on the same page, Laura.
We were.
I guess mine was more glamping than camping because we had a proper, like a safari style lodge tent for six at this place called The Nest, which is just outside of Peterborough I think it's in Lincolnshire, which was actually really lovely.
And you don't have to put that up. You arrive and it's all,
everything is all done
that
for you.
Up my street.
Yeah. The only thing you have to bring is food, drink, and that's pretty much it. All the beds are set up.
Proper beds.
More comfortable than my bed at home.
Oh wow.
Yeah, the mattress was quite a firm bed.
Okay.
Really comfortable, and they provide you with hot water bottles and throws. Oh, and
nice.
Well, I feel like you need to share what are their like luxuries, because I think that's how it makes it. That's how you elevate it, Emma, for next weekend.
Yeah.
Hot water bottle, duvet.
Really thick throws.
Yeah.
They have like a big wood-fired oven in the middle of the dining room, which is also
dining room.
Okay, I say dining room. So you have like an outside kind of like terrace. You can sit outside and it's overlooking this beautiful lake with boats. You can go rowing.
Sounds dreamy.
It was just so lovely, and the weather was amazing as
it
well.
It was.
And then inside you have this kind of wood-fired oven with some sofas, and there's also like a fully kitted-out kitchen with a fridge. So you have all your luxuries
it's
from home.
Really camping, is it? I mean, a fridge.
No, it's definitely, I say glamping because there's no central heating. There is hot water, but you really have to put that fire on and like make it from scratch, which actually is very hard. I did manage to do it both nights. I'm very pleased with myself.
Well done,
Sherry.
But it's really hard, like getting the, without any fire lighters, just doing it with like paper and wood.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, bit of kindling. This is hard work. Yeah.
How many does it sleep? Or so, can you do different sizes?
They all sleep six.
Awesome.
Six adults, but you could take, I guess, little ones as well.
Yeah.
But they have three lodges that are far enough apart that you don't really see your neighbours. But if you wanted to rent them as like a big group, you could do that as well.
Okay, that's
yeah,
cool.
That sounds
but,
really fun.
But yeah, it was lovely. The air down there is so nice. You really feel the fresh air when you're in the middle of the countryside. And yeah, it was just a really wholesome weekend. We had a barbecue, played some badminton with my family. And it was just really nice to spend time with my two nephews who are 17 and 19 now, so getting like quality time with them.
How were they? Because when I spoke to you on Thursday, you were like, one of them's got a broken leg and the other one's got a broken arm.
They break their bones.
Always. It's uncanny. So one had a broken wrist, sprained wrist. So he was fine. Issa, who's 17, did have a broken ankle.
Oh,
so he was actually in a cast.
Yeah.
But he was adamant, and we actually had wheelbarrows. So we were just, we were wheeling him around. He had a great time.
Aww.
So. Yeah, it was lovely.
Oh,
that sounds
my goodness.
Really fun.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, good family fun. What about you, Emma? What have you been up to?
I was solo this weekend. My husband went away for the weekend, so I kind of did. I had mum's over on Friday night, and we just had like drinks and takeaway.
Oh, fun.
And then Saturday, I was on a similar page to you. I decided to clean out my wardrobe.
Oh, God.
But that's
still a work in progress.
Yeah.
Like, this morning I was like, what was I thinking?
Oh,
like,
you start. Yeah. It's just such a big job.
So I started, took everything out.
Wow,
and
okay.
I put it in the hallway, because then I knew if I did that, I just have to go.
You've
on
got
it.
To plough on.
But it's still there.
Oh,
like, even this morning I was like, oh
and
my
are
God.
You clearing and putting summer stuff in?
Yes.
That the
and getting rid.
Okay.
And like,
right,
the whole
proper
thing.
Full.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to do that.
Yeah, that's kind of half what I was doing. Certainly with shoes, I'm going to put some on vintage. Like, you know, when you're just looking through and you're like, I haven't worn these in ages.
Yeah.
I've got some Sambas if anyone wants any in quite good nick. But yeah, there's like lots of things like that that you're just
it's
like...
It's so nice when it's done.
Yeah.
But it just takes so long.
I know, I'm so ruthless as well. Like then like just want to get it done. So I'm And then the next time I'm like, where are those trousers?
Yes. I feel like I've been stung too many times over the years by getting rid of something too hastily. And then like, shit.
I know.
I wish
so
I still
had
it.
Yeah, and then I had to buy it back on eBay or whatever. I sold it. I was like, oh, I really want that jacket now.
So annoying.
So yeah, I was quite ruthless. And I've just had a bag for charity, like a bag. And then I thought I should really be selling this on Vint. I'm just not organised enough to kind of... do all my photos.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that in itself is
but
a job.
It is so easy now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, even my...
When your first thing sells, you're like,
yeah.
You need to sell it on the Sherlock's community.
There we go.
Yes.
I don't think any of my stuff's decent enough
for
that.
Yeah, some of it I don't think would make the Sherlock's community. Some of it might. But yeah, so that's a work in progress. So I'll probably be going back to that this evening.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what I've still got a few bits to do tonight. Has anyone been watching or reading anything interesting recently? Laura?
So I have watched the Ed Sheeran documentary on Disney Plus called The Sum of It All, which came out just before the launch of his latest album. And it is 4 episodes and it follows. I think he basically said yes to doing a documentary. And then, as everybody's probably seen in the press, he's had such an awful time over the last few years with his court case. His friend Jamal, who basically launched his career and dying, and his wife who got diagnosed with cancer, and it all happened at the same time. And all while this is documentary is following him around, and it's behind the scenes of him making this album, but it is I actually found it really hard watching. You are literally watching somebody's raw grief as they're going, and as they're going through it, but he's very open about it. But it's also amazing to see his creativity and the way that he handles and the way that he deals with it is just to write music. He said something like he wrote 7 songs in like a day because it was like his way of coping was to do it. I really had a total newfound respect for him. I mean, he is a grafter. It shows him from being little and working his way out. And I didn't expect to cry, and I sobbed through quite a few of the episodes. I mean, yeah, he's really his raw emotions on his friend dying and having to
remember
with his
when all that happened. It was horribly sad.
Awful. They were such close friends and worked so closely together, and then dealing with all of that, and then these endless court cases that the poor guy gets pulled into.
He's got another couple coming up as well, hasn't he?
It makes me really cross having watched what he has to deal with. People are saying that he's using, it was a Marvin Gaye song, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And they're saying that he's basically taken it and plagiarized it, which he's been proved he hasn't. And there are only so many chords that you can actually create.
It's funny, I had dinner with friends on Saturday, went round to their house, and one of them's a sort of wedding singer and a musician, like really into his music, not into Ed Sheeran at all. But we were talking about it then, and he was saying how, you know, there's such a huge volume and history and amount of music out there now. It's when everyone's basically using similar chords and, you know, you play music in a similar note progression, don't you? Because that's what sounds good and logical a lot of the time. Like, you're not going to get a unique song or sound anymore. You can a bit, obviously. But, yeah, there are going to be similarities that crop up here and there. And I'm sure Ed's not silly enough to use, like, deliberately use one of, like, the most well-known great songs.
And you can see, like,
there.
He's so talented. Mm. He doesn't need to use somebody else's.
No.
Yeah, and if he did, I guess he's wealthy enough now that he can pay for those rights if he did. So.
And but he's just, totally. Yeah. And it's, you see the side, and I'm sure this happens across the board, it's not just with him, but, you know, what he has to sacrifice for basically somebody creating this is just this saga. You know, he misses out on, he spends his whole time in America fighting in court and he misses out, wasn't there for his wife while she's going through all these problems.
Wow.
She was at home with 2 young children. He missed his grandmother's funeral. You know, those are things that you can't get back.
Yeah.
And as he said in his, when he came out in his statement, he said, you know, I'm not just somebody else's piggy bank. He's trying to fight for his own life and provide for his family and do something he loves. Anyway, newfound respect for him.
No,
I recommend watching it.
But you say that, but I often on a Friday night, well, BBC 4 has music documentaries on Friday nights, and I'll often watch them if there's nothing else on, even though if I know nothing about the band or the artist or think that I don't like their music, because I just think they're fascinating.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a huge fan of someone's music to gain a real insight and respect. And
totally, and I would agree. I wasn't a massive Ed Sheeran fan, and since watching it, I know it came out a while ago, but there's a Lewis Capaldi one, which I'm going away on Sunday, so I've just downloaded it.
It's
good.
It's very good.
I just think I'm really interesting.
I wasn't a fan, but it makes you see them in a different light and you find respect. So
definitely. And there's so many of them. I find them so interesting. As you said, Heather, you don't have to be necessarily into the... I'm not like a huge Ed Sheeran music fan, but I definitely watch that based of like...
Mm.
It's also just interesting to see like their BTS, like their behind the scenes, where do they live, all that kind of... Just like their day-to-day is so
like
the
security guards and the people that travel with them, and then you suddenly see them on the news and you're like,
it's
Dave!
No, the Katy Perry one's really good.
Okay.
And I think that's on Netflix. And the Lady Gaga 5'2", is it called?
Oh, that sounds
amazing.
Good.
Yeah.
Really
good.
The Billie Eilish one on Disney. That's probably my favourite. The Kanye one. That was...
God, so many.
Strange but interesting. Yeah,
so
many.
I was going to say the Beyonce one. When are you seeing her, Sherry?
Oh my goodness, 2 weeks.
Sorry, you're seeing Beyonce.
Oh, I'm seeing her as well.
Are you?
What? Oh my God, Emma, I can't wait for us. I'm so excited.
I think I'm going... Is it next Tuesday?
Oh, I'm going on the 1st, which is Thursday.
Oh, maybe I'm
she's
going
doing
next
a couple,
Wednesday.
She's doing a few in London.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
God,
I'm so excited.
That's so mega.
I got invited by PR and I was just like...
Sherry was cute.
Yeah, I had to fight for those tickets. Okay, I did it. My friend had like 7 laptops open.
Wow.
And got us them. I'm so excited.
My sister went last week and said it was amazing. 2.5 hours of non-stop dancing, outfit changes, all the soul.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone loved
it. Yeah. For the outfit.
Definitely. Yeah. I've seen quite a few TikToks of the start of her tour, and a lot of the crowds have been like really going for it if you're standing, but then it pans to like the back, and there's a lot of people just like sitting there. And yes. I was like, London will not be like that.
Yes.
Everyone, learn all the lyrics, get your dance moves ready.
I think, yeah, lots of people I saw moaning online, and you know, there are two sides of the argument, but some people were like, I didn't manage to get tickets and I really wanted to go. And then some people have got tickets who went and they're like, why isn't she playing all the hits when it's about Renaissance? Mm. Obviously, mm-hmm. there are the hits peppered as well, but they're kind of, I think some of them are the people sort of sat there like, don't know these songs.
What are you doing there?
Get out. All the Destiny's Child hits back to back, but I think you'll both have a very good time.
Yeah,
can't wait to hear about it.
Mm. I think I go the night before you then.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Are you going to dress up, Emma?
Not
like fancy dress, but
don't
like.
Think so. No, I think I'll just.
Just be my normal self.
Yeah. Sherry, I know you'll be your
100%.
Absolutely. What are you dressing up in? What am I missing here?
Yeah, what am I missing?
Yeah, exactly.
I have a vision. Okay. So her whole Renaissance album cover is her. She's in this like diamante bikini with this like amazing diamante cowboy hat on. I won't be wearing a bikini, but I do have some quite cool silver sequin trousers.
Yes, you do.
That I'll wear.
Okay.
However, I will be in the office on the day, so I'm gonna have to do
Brilliant.
A quick change.
Just wear them.
Just wear them to the offer.
Yeah.
Should I? Yeah, 100%.
Tell her if anyone asks, say you're seeing Beyonce.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. I went on the cowboy hat though.
Oh, go on.
But I wanted to buy one because I've so in her original album cover, so she's wearing this amazing hat, and it was actually a random Etsy seller that made it, and her manager contacted her in the States, and she was like, hey, Beyonce would like to wear your hat that you've made on her new album cover. And this girl was like, yeah, sure, whatever, but sent it to her and then saw it.
No way.
Yeah.
My God.
So everyone's been wearing these hats, but the ones I've seen haven't been up to scratch. So what I've done is bought a white plain one, a glue gun.
I knew you were going to get glue
like,
gun.
Sherry, yes.
Honestly, I bought 4,000 pieces, like mirror glitterball pieces. So it's coming today. Amazon Prime, thank you very much.
Oh my God.
So,
how
did
it
need to shame? I sound so
I know,
boring.
As you say, Emily,
but I'm making
boring.
Clothes.
Borrow
like, got my sequins.
That's awesome.
Well,
hopefully
event.
It turns out. Exactly. It's a once in a lifetime. I've never seen her before. I don't think I'll see her in the next. I don't know. Never say never, but this is like a big, it's a big tour. So.
Yeah. You then need to put your hat in a box frame with your ticket or something.
Yeah.
Keep it as memorabilia.
So true.
Hard Rock Cafe style.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I can actually make the hat. It sounds like quite a big task
you
now.
You can do
but
it. I have faith.
Yes.
You're crafty.
We'll get there.
Awesome. Love that.
Amazing.
Heather, have you been watching anything or reading?
I've been watching 1883, which is the prequel to Yellowstone, which is quite boring, but my boyfriend's quite into it, so I'm persevering. But no, other than that, I read Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin, which came out a few years ago that everyone was reading. And I've been trying to get hold of a copy for ages, and it keeps selling out, so I borrowed Charlotte Collins's copy. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's really good. It's sort of about computer games, but it's about these two people in the 80s who meet when they're both in hospital at the same time when they're children, and they sort of grow up together, become like the ultimate sort of video game makers in the world. But there's like lots of other stories and missed opportunities, and I suppose you sort of see it from both sides, a little bit like Normal People when the two different people...
The different perspectives.
Yeah, and they've got their wires crossed, so they each think that the other's like reacting differently to how they actually are, because they're just awkwardly not saying things or are. So then you as the reader are getting really frustrated, like, no, he didn't mean that, don't get angry, and vice versa. But it kind of still all comes together in an interesting conclusion. So yeah, really good. So I didn't love it as much as I thought I would, because I think I'd really built it up in my head. But I think if anyone's after a read, it's coming out in paperback next month, so I think it'd be a really good sort of beach read. You could sort of read really quickly. But it's interesting as well, and I think
I interviewed Jojo Moyes, the author, for Gold a couple of months ago, and that's what she was had just finished reading at the time. She said her and her daughter had read it at the same time and both absolutely loved it. I think the point is you don't have to be remotely interested in video games or gaming at all to sort of enjoy it and take stuff away from it. So that was really good. I've also started Tom Lake by Anne Patchett, which comes out in August, and so far so good. She wrote The Dutch House and Bel Canto, which are both really amazing American novels that have come out over the last sort of 10 years or so. But yeah, I've only read about 40 pages so far, but so far so good.
So good. How many books you want this year, Heather? You're doing really well.
I'm basically
you read something on the train the other day home which really made me giggle online.
Oh my god, that day it took me 4.5 hours to get home, and the only book I had, it was called The Sussex Trug, which is basically it's about a type of basket that they make in Sussex.
That's niche.
It's really niche. I can't remember
but you are now an expert. So niche.
Somebody bought it for me. I can't remember who. I think it was in Toast, but because they're like, Sussex. So I was just felt like I had to read it, and I was stuck on this train, stood up, and like everyone was giving me the most silly looks because I was just there like baskets, and it's got diagrams about how to weave them and everything. But I'm an expert, so if anyone needs to know about Sussex trucks,
thank God you had a book.
I know. I also might count that as like books I've read this year. Just like definitely. It counts.
You must be very fast reader.
I think even when I was little I was always like getting through books really quickly, but I can sort of get lost in it, and at weekends I just get up really early and just read for a good few hours then.
So that's like commute as well, and I
don't have kids to entertain, so I've got more time on my hands than
that. That's
I'm
amazing
sure. But another fun sort of cultural thing I did was I went to the Tate Modern, and they've got their new exhibition, which is Hilma Alf Klint and Piet Mondrian. Ooh. And they're both artists who never knew each other but ended up doing the same thing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At the same time, so they're both sort of like modernist painters, but went through stages of doing like still lifes of flowers and landscapes. So it was really interesting to see all their older work. But yeah, the Tate Modern, they always do menus to match whatever their big exhibition is. So
that's cool.
It's really cool. So had some amazing dishes that sort of referenced some of the paintings, and my favorite was a cocktail that had this snail shell in, which was like a very beautiful one, not like a hideous one, but like a real one that was on top of the cocktail. Ooh. And then when you go into the exhibition afterwards, yeah, there's quite a few of her huge paintings that have got these elements of snails in. So they really do sort of
bring it together.
They've got the Kusama exhibition still on at the moment as well. And so they've got a Japanese menu to match that, which I think lots of people would be.
When does that go on? I still haven't seen that.
It's sort of ongoing, but you should go because I loved it when I went, but I couldn't get in for months because it just kept selling out. I don't think so, because when I was there, like, it was obviously busy, but I don't think there weren't like queues like there used to be for that. I think it's easier. Most people who wanted to go are fully gone now. So
good. Yeah. I'm so behind.
always.
Yeah. No, but I would really recommend that. You know, the interior designer, Beata Hume, and she uses a lot of Hilma Alf Klint's work in her houses and projects she's done. So she's quite a sort of buzzy artist at the moment, even though she died a very long time ago. But culture hit, would recommend. It was very, very good.
That sounds great. Mm.
Cool. Okay, let's move on to the segment where we look at newspaper articles. Emma, what have you got for us?
Well, I mean, this isn't a new article, but it's
it's in the last week.
Yes.
It counts.
It's about Sports Illustrated putting Martha Stewart on the cover at the age of 81.
I loved this.
I mean, she looked absolutely incredible. But there's a lot of focus on her cleavage and how much skin should women of a certain age expose. And, you know, there seems to be kind of two camps. One camp says, oh, it's empowering and it's great. And then the other camp's like, oh, it's too much. So,
and they were saying this in Sports Illustrated as well, were they?
Or is this in the comments?
No, this is just as the backlash. From,
wider commentary. Yes.
But I mean, they did. They also had Elon Musk's mum on the cover.
Oh, yeah, really? I love her.
Not so long ago. So I think it's like a new thing that they're doing. But yeah, what's everyone's
so great?
Thought?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Amazing. Yeah. When I saw the photos, I was like, she cannot be 81.
She looks awesome.
She looks so good.
There's one.
But she's also, I think she. I know they're saying cleavage, but the picture that I'm seeing there, she's. She's still age appropriate.
Yeah.
She's not sort of, I don't feel like she's doing anything that's too.
No, but I think annoyingly, like, this journalist has kind of tried to make it be more kind of.
But I mean, it's got to be eye catching. If she's there in a buttoned up blouse and her glasses, it's not really that exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And it's Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, exactly.
We want her. That's the whole point.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so I love her for doing that. Great. There's a picture of her in the pool where she's lying back and it's sort of looking down. And yeah, she just looks so good.
Cool that you can still do that at 81. I think it's mega.
I just think, how can there be critique when she's 81? She looks amazing. Mm. And even if she didn't, like, you know, let her live her life, you know.
Yeah.
Someone like Robert De Niro, who has just had his 14th child at 79, that came out the same week. Like, it's just completely different. You see, like, the contrast between how journalists, for example, talk about men and women at the top of their game. Mm. And it's like, hold on a minute. She's just having a lovely time, looking amazing, celebrating her life, which she's had a
and like still a
career.
Healthy body at 81. Yeah, like that's exactly. Something to be celebrated.
For sure.
Like, swimming and being active. I know Sports Illustrated isn't necessarily about the sports bit, but you know, it's you should be celebrated if you're able to still do things like that. And you know, everyone's allowed to wear a swimming costume. Speaking of which, have any of you guys bought any new swim outfits, swimming costumes, bikinis?
My brain's not there.
I nearly did yesterday. I'm umming and ahhing. So I was looking at Hunza Z, I know it's been around forever, but I was a bit like, okay, they say it is one size for lots of different sizes. Yeah. So I was kind of trying to have a look around to see if I could see what it might look like on not normal bodies, but like someone a bit more like mine, because a lot of the images that they had on their own website, it was still quite slim people looking incredible. But I ended up Googling, and then Karina, who does stuff with us.
Yeah, idealist.
Yeah, yes. So she had done a video wearing one, and she looked amazing.
They are amazing. I have a copy of them.
But she looked so, so good in it. But then she'd also, in the same video, tried on one called You Swim, which I hadn't heard of before, which is really, really similar. And I think they do it in two different sizes, so it's a bit more inclusive, but looked very, very similar. Yes. So I might buy one from each and compare and contrast, because
I mean, they're not cheap, are they?
Yeah.
I bought my first one last year and it became my absolute
favorite. Swimsuit or a bikini?
Swimsuit. Yeah.
Is it the square neck one?
Yeah, I went the square. But the thin strap, not the thick strap.
Yeah.
They are quite high rise, well, I thought, and I'm small. Mm.
That's exactly, I thought they're quite short on the body.
Yeah.
And I am short.
But I don't know if that was just my body, you know, when I put it on, I was like, would it
stretch
on somebody?
They were saying you can pull it up and down depending on what sort of style you prefer. But as we all know, when you're swimming, they costumes do their own
thing. The other thing I'd say is, well, what I really like about it is that I wore it with, it's really nice just with shorts as well.
Yeah.
I thought it's thick enough, which is, I don't know, you feel quite secure in it.
Yeah.
Which colour do you have?
So I've got like the hot pink one.
And then
this year I've just bought the lilac.
Oh, nice.
I thought nice with like just white.
Yeah. Really nice.
Yeah.
Have you got one as well then? Ella?
I've got, I think it's the thick kind of scoop neck, but I always am either pulling it up or down.
Oh, interesting.
Okay,
which is interesting.
Yeah, they seem to work for some.
Yeah,
and not. I don't know.
Yeah,
what? The
but I do
is.
Love it, and I love the color, And yeah, you can wear it with shorts and like, you know, feel like you're wearing a top.
Yeah, you feel, you don't feel too naked. Yeah.
And then I've got a bikini, just a little bandeau in nice lilac.
Oh, you got the lilac too. Yeah. It's quite bright, isn't it? When it arrived, I was like, oh, am I brave enough?
But no, when you're on you holiday, though.
Exactly, that's the time to wear bright.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm going all black, but I'll let you know how they go. Because, yeah, I think, I know they're a bit more on the expensive end, but I plan on wearing it a lot all summer. Yeah. So it feels like, if it's the good material that's going to last a long time and not go see-through, then I'd rather pay a bit more for that than one that might fade over time.
I've also just got a couple from Cozzy & Co, which I would say are also a little bit more expensive, but they are also thick enough that you feel supported in them. I think often on the high street they can be a bit
a bit more flimsy
which is, they sort of feel fine at the beginning and then they start to lose their shape quite quickly, whereas I've had a couple before and they've been amazing, well worth the investment, and they've just done kids as well.
I saw them parenting, they look so cute.
Yeah, I've got one for my girls, I'm really excited. They're so sweet.
Amazing, right? Good tips. Thanks, Martha, for doing your sheet. Sherry, what have you got for us?
So it is currently Cannes Film Festival. So this is on Sky News, actually. Just a rundown of, well, what's been going on, some of the highlights. I know, Heather, you're excited about a lot of the films that are coming out.
I love Cannes. It's so exciting. But then I just get so frustrated because there are all these amazing sort of films coming out and reviews get so excited about them, and then it's like coming to cinemas in November and you're like, oh, for God's sake, I want to watch it now. But it's really good. I think especially this year it's cool because there's quite a lot of things that also, as well as hitting cinemas, are going to come out on Apple TV or Netflix as well, which has been happening more and more, so more accessible for going and watching.
Exactly. So some of the highlights, Helen Mirren debuted some blue hair. I think she looked really good, actually. And I thought, you know what, fair enough.
She likes dyeing her hair. Yeah. She's done that before, hasn't she? I feel like, didn't she go pink once?
I've seen her with pink hair. Yeah.
She's quite daring. I like to see.
I wasn't sure of the blue.
Really?
I think if it was someone else, it wouldn't have pulled it off. They wouldn't have pulled it off, but because it's her.
How old
and she's
is
very
Helen
confident.
Mirren now?
Again, I think she's in her late 70s.
Is she?
She also did a bikini shoot. Yeah, Do you remember, 7-8 years ago? Mm. And a proper bikini and looked banging as well.
Amazing. She's amazing. She's a little bit older than Helen, but she went through a phase of dyeing her hair pink. I kind of loved it.
It's just fun, isn't it?
It's fun. And I did like her pink, but there was something about the blue that looked a bit like she was in costume.
I
feel like pink is maybe a bit softer.
Yeah,
blue's quite out there. Yeah. I thought she looked great.
I like to think when I'm older, I will do stuff like that.
I don't think I ever will, but I'd love to think I will.
Yeah, and for quite a serious actor, it's nice to see her like having a bit of fun and taking herself too seriously with her fashion choices, which I think she does a lot.
Agree.
So that was a nice little highlight. Some of the films that are coming out. So you've got the new Indiana Jones film with Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Yes. I was quite surprised by this casting because I don't think we've seen her in like a big like blockbuster yet. So I think that will be interesting.
I saw footage of Harrison Ford crying because he got a 7-minute standing ovation. Oh, wow. And he was really moved.
7 minutes.
And there's a really nice picture of Calista Flockhart getting ready and he was kind of looking really like proudly on. Love those two.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Depp also got a 7-minute.
Yeah.
Was it 7 or 12? It was a long time.
Yeah.
He got a standing ovation as well for his new film. But Heather and I were discussing earlier, the man is still in disgrace, in my opinion. Well, for a lot of people, with his Amber Heard defamation trial. That it was very recent.
It was. There's a documentary out, I think it starts this week, or was it on last week, a 3-parter
that's sort of
looking at the trial itself.
Oh, really?
So I might watch that. I feel like when it was all going on, I was just it was just so sensationalised everywhere, wasn't it? That it was really hard to sort of keep track of who was saying what and you know, all of that.
It all sounded just so toxic as well, didn't it?
Exactly.
So you were just like, well, both of them are being toxic to each other, and so it would be good to know the actual detail.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to, because that was the first trial you could live stream.
Yeah, they filmed it all.
Yeah, so people were really getting into it at the time. I wasn't, but yeah, I'd be interested to watch that because I think
yes, there were certain elements that he was found not guilty of, but I think there were still some.
It's funny how he just seems to just be getting on with it. And
but this is what we were saying. It feels...
Yeah, he's bounced back.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit... I don't know. I've always loved him as an actor. And, like, you know, growing up, he was, like, my most fancied man ever. Like, I absolutely loved him. And it's so is... I find it quite challenging, I suppose, because... I do think he's a brilliant actor, but now I just, for me, he's just not really that interested you don't often in seeing what he's up to be honest.
Exactly. John DeBarry, we'll see if that's any good.
The one I'm really excited about is Martin Scorsese's Killer of the Flower Moon, which is based on a book that my boyfriend read last year. It's this author called David Gran, and he basically only writes about true stories, but he really, like... makes them into almost like a novel and just gets so research deep. And yeah, there's this whole thing in, I think it's 1930s Oklahoma, the white men basically wanted access to oil that was on an American Indian reservation. So they kind of hatched a bit of a plan to sort of marry the women. And then once they were sort of ingratiated into it, then sort of started killing their wives so they could get access to the oil. True story.
Oh God.
And yeah, Martin Scorsese's done a film that's coming out in November. It's got his usual favourite Leo DiCaprio's in it, Robert De Niro's in it, Jesse Plemons. But yeah, I think from critical reception, people are saying it's his best film, you know, since, well, this century. Mm. Everyone's saying it's Leonardo DiCaprio's best performance ever. The actress who's playing his wife, she's a sort of relative unknown, and she, I think she had an 11-minute standing ovation.
Wow.
Like, it's people, it's 3.5 hours, so people are like, oh, for God's sake, Martin, we don't want to watch a film that long, but apparently it's worth the runtime.
For something of that subject, you probably needed that
long
run to kind of cover the whole
And story. I think the author and also Martin Scorsese is like really, really consulted with the current tribe members to really get their story across, so it's not just another white person telling somebody else's story. But I'm that's really good. Excited about that one.
Can't and it will wait. Also be on Disney Plus, so you can watch it from home.
Great.
Press pause good. If you need a week. Three and a half hours. Any others on there that were interesting?
And then we also have Asteroid City with Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hanks, Jeffrey Wright, Tilda Swinton, Bryan Cranston, Adrian Brody. The list goes on.
He's
going
to be there all day because he's got about 20 A-listers.
Wow.
That's another one to watch out for later in the year.
Yeah, excited. There's so many good things coming out next month. There's that. There's Barbie coming out as well.
Right. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But...
there's Oppenheimer as well that's coming out, which looks absolutely amazing. It's the new one from Christopher Nolan. So yeah. That's coming out the same day as Barbie, so people are like really too excited about it because they're like theater wars. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I'll be watching.
No, not so.
Oh no, really? I think it's going to be really good.
I think it'll be very iconic because it's Greta Gerwig. So I think she'll do it.
It just blows my mind. It feels really weird to me that we're bringing that back in this day and age.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be very subversive. They haven't really said what it's about. I think it's nobody has seen a trailer or really knows what it's going to be like. I think it's going to be like very surprising.
Oh wait, the trailer's out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the trailer's out, and lots of people have gone into a deep dive because there are lots of references. They've done it really cleverly, by the sounds of it. Lots of references to Barbies over the ages and the generations from like the 50s up until the present day. Really minute details that if you're a Barbie fan, you'll notice. And things like people went wild over Margot Robbie. She took her slipper out of the shoe and her foot stayed in the same position. Like, you know, Barbie's feet are
like that.
Poise. Little details like that people are excited about. I think it'll be really good.
I do.
I hope it's inclusive and forward thinking enough.
I really think it will be with Greta doing it. Okay. I think so.
But I don't think they could make it in this day and age.
No, it feels really odd to me, but we'll see. Let's see.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I've got high hopes for it. So let's see. Amazing. Right, we'll do some quick fire questions. Fashion. Best white bags for summer. Laura, Emma, looking at you two.
White bags.
Oh, actually, I did see a really good one on Demelier the other day. Mm. They do like really nice, I'd say like mid price point, great work bags. And they have just this really nice, it's their classic actually, but it's a really good shape tote bag.
in this nice white leather. So I think that would be good.
They haven't specified whether it's tote.
No,
or
they have just
clutch.
White bags could be anything.
But Bottega do an amazing white clutch. But actually, John Lewis have got a great dupe at the moment.
Really?
So, yeah.
I saw a dupe for that as well in Anthropology.
Yep, they've done some too. They've done the woven ones, haven't they?
So cool.
Yeah. I was about to say, I got an email from Anthropology the other day and was, I don't always buy clothes from there, but I was looking through and the bags and shoes
the bags
this season
and
are
their,
so nice.
And their jewellery. Pip has got an amazing cuff in our team. She's got an amazing cuff from Anthropology and I've just got some really cool earrings from there. So, definitely worth the look.
Yeah. Great. Okay, how about, this is kind of what we were talking about earlier, actually. Best advice for starting a new office wardrobe, what should I get? Ooh. So I guess if you are going through that sort of stage of clearing out your wardrobe, perhaps, or maybe starting a new job, or you just want to sort of look a bit fresh. What?
So, I mean, I feel like we say it a lot, but invest in your basics and they go better quality, less of them, I'd say.
And I think for workwear,
neutral colour palette.
You don't really want to have to think about it. You just want to get up and know that everything works together. So try and have a bit of a capsule, neutral colours, all those things kind of help making dressing a bit easier.
Do you think there's any like one or two places that is quite good for going? If you say had a Saturday and you were like, right, I'm just going to go
and
get...
Is really good, for work. Yeah. Seffin, also really good for great quality trousers.
Is always good for those basics.
Yeah.
Arquette as well. H&M as well is good for, you know, workwear staples, I think. Summer workwear, I think, can be quite tricky because you have your, you know, your weekend summer stuff and you have to keep it quite office appropriate. But we do have something coming up next week on summer workwear.
Wow. How about shoes? Because I guess they can be quite tricky in the summer if you've got to still keep it smart, but you don't want to...
I would say a good ballet flap is always... worth investing in. That's actually on my list. And like a neutral coloured court without that makes it
sounds
sound
boring,
really boring, but it is sort of a useful it's a useful addition, isn't it?
Yeah. And maybe like if your office is a bit more relaxed, like a barely there sandal or a sling back in a neutral colour. I think that's quite a good
as you say, depending on your office, but I think you can wear tailoring and like a metallic sling back or that feels quite kind of less typical office wear but still appropriate.
I like that there's not too many places now where you have to be so super regimented. Like even if you still have to wear a suit or something, you can still surely wear an interesting shoe these days.
I think so, I don't really, you don't see as many kind of traditionally smart people these days. I think if you see a girl in a suit, you know, it might be like a loose fit or wearing it with trainers or
it's colourful.
Yeah.
Grand. Okay. Someone's asking if we're going to any festivals this summer. Has anyone got anything? I don't know. Sorry, I'm just sort of laughing.
I don't know why you're looking at me like I'm a big festival girl.
But what about like there's food festivals like Daylesford do a festival each year. It doesn't just have
so
to be.
So many good ones, I'm going to Gala Festival in Peckham at the weekend, which should be really fun. It's a very chilled vibe. And then food festivals, there are so many in the UK at the moment. So you've got like Big Feastival, also Taste of London.
Taste of London's coming up. Yeah. I always really enjoy that one.
Yeah, Regent's Park. I believe it's from the 14th to the 18th of June this year. So you've got 4 days to try some of the best, well, I guess, dishes from some of our favourite restaurants in London.
It's really fun. They've got loads of really good bars. Like, so you can try loads of different drinks. And then just, it's one of those where you can just sort of go around and just try hero dishes.
And so you have to book in advance.
Yeah, so I think you can buy tickets in advance and you can definitely sort of book onto like masterclasses and different experiences while you're there. But otherwise, you can just, buy a ticket.
Yeah, and I think some of the tickets, you get kind of like 10 dishes.
Exactly.
And then other tickets, you just free for all.
Yeah, but they've got like hoppers are there doing their like signature egg hoppers and Dumplings Legend, which is an amazing dumpling place in Chinatown. Get a taste of London. Yeah, I'm gonna go on the Thursday night and it's just really fun. You get to like sort of meet lots of really cool chefs as well. And, but no, they've always got like amazing chefs there and really good restaurants. So I'm excited
it's really
about
fun.
That one.
It's also great for kids as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Amazing. What sort of things are there for kids?
Well, it's just, you know, it's a really nice and buzzy environment. Yeah. And I think I took the kids, I think it was 2 years ago. And it's just great for them because all the food's there and they can just get to try things that they might not anywhere else. So
it's quite small portions, yeah, exactly. So you don't have to worry that you're giving them a huge plate of something strange if they don't like it. Then it's all part of the experience.
Exactly.
The only other one I think I might go to, I haven't booked tickets yet, is Love Supreme, which is in Glynde and it's so beautiful. But Grace Jones is playing on the Saturday night, so I think,
nice.
I think I need to go and see her again because she's just amazing. She's another one, she's like in her 80s, and last time I saw her perform, she was naked and had just had like white sort of swirls and paint in suitable places everywhere.
Was that in Victoria Park?
It wasn't, it was actually at Love Supreme again, but she's done it.
I saw her years and years ago in Victoria Park.
But she was just amazing. She's like always got her whiskey on the rocks the whole time she's performing. Her
what
voice still sounds incredible and she's just, awesome. So yeah, they're my festivals for this year, I think. I'll probably end up going to some others because I can't help myself. Any tips for overcoming imposter syndrome? I suppose that kind of ties in a little bit with putting yourself out there.
That's hard. I do think, statistically, I think this is right as well, women get imposter syndrome more than men. So I always think if I was going to apply for something or if I was in a job and I felt really overwhelmed or like, I don't have the skills to do this, I honestly just think sometimes, if I was a man, would I be thinking this? Mm. And often it's no.
Mm.
And a lot of the times you kind of have to fake it till you make it. Mm. Or you might be so qualified, overqualified, and just be lacking a little bit of confidence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just believe in yourself.
I also think it's totally normal to feel it. Mm-hmm. So try not to let your thoughts run away with you too much. Mm-hmm. I think there's an element you've got to regain control. Because those thoughts can spiral, and before you know it, you're in a hole of it, and it's hard to get out. So I think try and limit as much as you can. As you said, I also think talk to people, because they often see it from a totally different perspective to you, and then you go, you're probably right, aren't you? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So true.
I also think, like, if you think about, like, the most competent people you know, I bet secretly they're probably, like, behind the scenes. Yeah.
I think a lot of people, more people than you think, will have experienced it at some point. Mm. So just knowing that, I guess, kind of validates your feeling.
But I would say a problem shared, not necessarily with the other people, but with a friend or a relative, but, like, a problem shared is obviously often a problem halved.
A friend of mine's just started a big new job somewhere and she'd only been doing it a couple of weeks when we all met up, and she was a bit like, worrying, thinking she's not like nailed it, and we're like, you've been there 2 weeks for a start. Even if you're really experienced at what you do somewhere else, every single workplace is so different. It takes so long to sort of learn the ropes somewhere. And also, like, we told her, we were like, because she almost didn't accept the job either, because she's like, why me, sort of thing. I'm like, well, they obviously can see you can do it and think you're really good at what you do. That's why they've hired you in the first place. So I suppose always remember.
Exactly.
That there's a reason you're there.
Try and concentrate on, like, your worth. Like, what am I good at?
As RuPaul says, don't let the inner saboteur ruin it for
you. There
you
go.
That's it.
Thanks,
more words of wisdom. Great. I think that's all we've got time for. Thanks very much. Thank you for listening and watching. If you've got any questions, please do email us at podcast@sheerlux.com. We love hearing from you. And don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.